Now, some people want to destroy this atmosphere, this environment. Some want to destroy this environment, our cultural environment. And I am obliged to speak about this on television because I met with many political leaders in more than one place. And this issue does not only concern Beirut or southern Beirut, it concerns Mount Lebanon, northern Lebanon, the Bekaa Valley, southern Lebanon. And this threat goes and it actually penetrates the borders of the Lebanese areas. It's in all of Lebanon. What I'm speaking of is the issue of drugs. The drug pills, actually. This is something new. Previously, of course, some people used to, for example, smoke hashish or used to use some drugs, and this was uncovered very quickly in a family or in a school. Unfortunately, today, we have drug pills, and these pills have entered high schools now. I'm not overreacting. This is really what is happening. These pills are even being used in universities. They take one pill, then the next pill, then they become addicted. Some are selling these pills in the universities and in the schools, and some are also drinking these pills, and they know these pills are drugs. And some do not know. Of course, they approach a young man or young woman, give him one pill, two, three, and say these are strepsils, for example, then the person's body or blood requires these pills, and hence this person becomes addicted. Many families came and made complaints. Of course, they are losing their women and children, their sons and daughters. Drugs is even more dangerous than theft, and it's more dangerous than illegitimate sexual relations. And drugs is more dangerous than many issues. Why? Because someone can steal and make theft, but not do something else. But someone who takes drugs becomes addicted and totally collapses. And hence, there will be no longer any ethics. His mother and father no longer mean to him anything. The dignity of his family no longer means anything. He can kill, he can make illegitimate sexual relations, he becomes a spy, he steals, he does anything. The Prophet, may peace be upon him, when he speaks about the door which leads to total evil, is lying. I want to use the same way. I say taking drugs is the door to all of these sins which I just mentioned. Now, I would like to speak about the background of this, the issue of drugs. Some people are selling these pills for financial economic reasons because this is a trade which makes us gain financially and they need money. In between brackets, the excuse that people don't have work and they are hungry, this is a false excuse because when we speak about those who are in the drug trade, they are very rich, they are not hungry. They are criminals, they are killers. Now others, of course, are involved in this for economic, social reasons, to just gather more and more, to increase their wealth. And some are involved from a security perspective, for security. And I'd like to tell you, Israel is trying to increase the use of drugs in our country, in our environment, in our society, in our families. And Israel, on the other hand, is accusing us. Israel is accusing us that we are increasing the use of drugs in the Israeli community. And this is an occasion for me to respond to this. Let everyone hear me. And last week, I called on one of our high-ranking religious scholars. I told him, you have time, you're an expert. Please knock the doors of all of the religious scholars and ask them about this issue from the Islamic perspective. All of our religious scholars say it is forbidden to sell drugs to anyone. And some of them even considers that selling the drugs or drug sellers are people who create chaos in the world. And I went and I even asked about the issue of using drugs in the community of the enemy. I know this is forbidden. And we said that we cannot use this in our battle with Israel. But just to make sure, because I wanted to refer to this issue today, I'd like to tell you, even selling drugs and increasing the use of drugs in the environment of the enemy is forbidden, according to our religious scholars. The Prophet, of course, may peace be upon him, they once asked the Prophet, they asked him, there are many fighters, women and children, and we don't know how to continue this battle, and there is water, they are drinking this water, the fighters. Will you allow us, Prophet, to poison this water, to poison the water of our enemies, so that the enemy surrenders? The Prophet said they cannot do such a thing. Of course, Imam Khamenei, when he speaks about Sharia, Islamic law, when it comes to weapons of mass destruction and nuclear weapons, he's not speaking politically, he's speaking about Islamic fuqh, he's speaking about religious teachings from the period of the Prophet Muhammad. May peace be upon his soul. What does it mean when we put poison in water where women and children drink, where sick people drink, and also fighters from the enemy drink? What does this mean, poison? It means total destruction. So I'd like to say, all of the accusations made to Hezbollah that Hezbollah is increasing the use of drugs in occupied Palestine amongst Israelis, all of these accusations are empty accusations, but deliberate accusations to tarnish the image of Hezbollah and to also tarnish my image personally, because, of course, they don't observe some issues in Lebanon. During the campaign on the use of drugs in the Zionist entity, they made advertisements against drugs, and in this advertisement they had my picture. What did they write on this picture? They said, this man wants to spread poison in your houses, in your families. This is incorrect, because the Israelis are incapable of stopping the use of drugs by some of the Israeli commanders on the northern border. Some of the Israeli commanders who are taking drugs from some Lebanese drug traders, they are trying to accuse us. But I'd like to say, according to our stance, our religious stance, it is forbidden to sell and to increase the use of drugs, even in the community of the enemy. Can I be more clear than that? Of course, the Israelis target me in everything. In drugs, they put my picture. Today, according to the As-Safir newspaper, they said that Nasrallah occupies the sea. I found this very strange. Did the Hezbollah fighters do anything behind my back? Of course, they do not, but I question myself. The Israeli Ma'arif newspaper, according to Al-Safir, said that one fish in the sea is a poisonous fish, and it's a unique fish. And so the Israelis had to name it Nasrallah, referring to me. And after mentioning this, the Israeli newspaper continued and said that this fish looks very nice and looks very innocent, but one bite, one sting from this fish makes someone paralyzed for 2 weeks or even leads to his death. Can you believe it? Of course, they are saying it's very nice looking, very innocent looking. Thank you very much. It seems they consider me to be nice looking and innocent looking. And if you believe that it stings, I'm ready to sting. I'm ready to sting the enemy who occupied my territory and who took away all of our lands. But what did the Israelis say? They named the fish Nasrallah. Now I have a name in the sea. But anyway, concerning drugs, they want to name us. In fish or poisonous fish, they want to name us. Okay. Of course, never mind, because God willing, this generation, the generation of you and I, the sanctities will go back to their rightful owners, and Palestine will be back. Palestine will be returned to its rightful owners. Now, I'll go back to the drugs. This issue must be addressed. Whoever takes drugs is a victim. The criminal is he who sells the drugs, he who promotes the usage of drugs. The drug trader, he is a very big criminal. And this criminal must know that he is opening the road of evil and danger to Lebanon and to our community. There are families who were totally destroyed because of this issue. I don't want to speak a lot about its dangers. I want to speak about responsibility. We are all concerned. First of all, the government and the state. Of course, many of our religious scholars ask the question, say this government is a non-Islamic government. They have certain reservations. And they ask the question, the religious scholars I'm referring to, they ask the question, if we want to cooperate with this government for the sake of preventing drug sale and to confront this problem, is this possible? The religious scholar says, it is not only possible, it is necessary to cooperate with the Lebanese government to face this problem. And I'll tell you, according to the fatwa, we must all cooperate with the government, with the state, with the security services, and with the Lebanese judiciary. Whatever this judiciary be, whatever our reservations be to this government or this judiciary, in order to confront this problem, this crisis, we must all cooperate. Of course, the Lebanese security services must take complete responsibility. The drug trader who is uncovered, or anyone who provides information about a drug trader, and any drug trader who is arrested, the security services must at times coordinate or practice a certain investigation with this drug trader, and even make him a volunteer to join with them in their efforts to confront the problem. We, religious scholars, government, of course, these drugs enter into all of your houses, all of the schools, universities, all of religious confessions. And this is more dangerous than other issues which we are preoccupied with for no reason. The religious scholars, the university professors, school principals, mothers, fathers, all of the even tribe members, all of the families, very frankly, my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to speak to all of the Lebanese for the sake of their women and children, for the sake of their sons and daughters, for the sake of their security and future. I call on them in the name of the blood of our martyrs. I would like all of us to announce a war, a cultural, media, social, security, judicial war against drug trade and against those who promote drug trade and against those who sell drugs without accusing any specific confession, without accusing any specific Lebanese territory or any specific Lebanese tribe. Because in this way, we preserve Lebanon, we preserve our families, we preserve our environment and our future. My dear brothers and sisters, on this day, Martyrs' Day, we once again renew our pledge to all of the martyrs who defended Lebanon, of course, who defended Lebanon so that Lebanon would stay a unified country, a country of sovereignty, an independent country, a country which would stay a part of the great nation, the great Ummah, so that Lebanon would stay a country of love and stability, a beacon of education, and also a beacon of economic progress. For all of this, we must work to achieve this Lebanon, which many martyrs sacrificed for. These martyrs sacrificed so that we could preserve Lebanon. You and I, we are called upon to take this duty, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.